Thank you. You know, it's wonderful to be here today. You know, I have a different perspective today. So usually I'm out there and now I'm up here. Let me tell you, you are a beautiful congregation. You know, I'm sure that the Lord with his heavenly perspective is looking down on you and is well pleased. You know, I love Thanksgiving. I love this time of year. You know, we're kind of fortunate in Southern California. It's really not getting that too cold. We don't have to rake a bunch of leaves. You know, we are living in a wonderful place, and we have many things to be thankful for. So I love Thanksgiving. My wife always gets a little bit nervous around this time of the year because there becomes a lot of food. We have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, we have New Year's, and she's always a little bit cautious about that. But I love Thanksgiving, an opportunity for us to truly give thanks, to be with family and friends, to really connect with the blessings that we have in life. But I want to talk about Thanksgiving not in the event or that celebration. I want to talk about Thanksgiving as the verb, giving thanks. You know, think about it. When we give thanks, we can only give what we have, yes? So we must be thankful in order to be thanksgiving. So how do we go about finding or figuring out what we are truly thankful for? So if you think about it, it's been a difficult time for some. You know, we've had tragedies as life is filled with tragedy. So sometimes there may be a time in your life where you're sort of tallying up and counting your blessings and you may feel that it's a little bit shorter than it was this past year. Maybe you're mourning a loss. Maybe you're going through financial difficulties, and this time of the year with Christmas coming up and you're thinking that I need to buy presents and gifts, and maybe the money isn't in the account like it was before, maybe you don't feel as blessed. But when I look at this period of time as Christians, we have been already given the true blessings that we have. And we need to go to God and our relationship with Jesus Christ for us to really count the blessings that are in our life. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you and just ask you to fill our lives, to be with us, to guide us, to console us, to comfort us. We ask you to have the Holy Spirit fill our very being so that we can feel and experience your love and blessings. We pray all this in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, a few years ago, I think it's been about, let me see, Kyle was 5 years old, so he's 17 years old now. So my son Kyle was 12 years old, and we went to, picked him up from school, and I had an F-150 pickup truck, and he was sitting in the child seat in the back, and we're driving home, and I got a call from a business partner, and it was a very, very difficult call. I found out that even though he was my business partner, I started this company, you know, to promote him. He decided that he was going to quit the company and be hired by one of our clients. So I was very, very angry. It was a difficult time. You know, I wasn't swearing, I wasn't yelling at him, but I was steaming inside. Have you ever had that feeling where you're so angry, it feels like your temperature goes like 200 degrees, and it feels like, you know, in the cartoon, steam is coming out of your ears? I was that person. And all of a sudden, my son said, "Dad, Jesus is sitting next to you." And let me tell you, I was driving my pickup truck, and I'm going, whoa. And I could feel the hair on my arms stand up in goosebumps. And I kind of did this. I went and looked into the seat next to me. So Jesus wasn't there physically. And I asked my son, "What do you mean Jesus is there?" And he said, "Marie at the office said that Jesus is always with you. So Jesus is there with you." And let me tell you, my anger at my friend and partner sort of disappeared as I got this worldly perspective. God is with us. How do you experience God in being in your life? Do you get those goosebumps? Does the hair on your arm get raised up? You know, I love the Beatitudes, and we really need to take a look at that. Whenever we're feeling down, whenever we feel that we don't have the blessings in life that we hope for, or maybe even that we pray for, you know, just imagine yourself for a moment. If we can just sort of relax and project ourselves back in time onto that mount, hearing that sermon. You know, just imagine, you know, Jesus is so close to you. He's physically there. You know, if you're bold, you could reach out and you can touch him. And you hear his voice. Maybe you're sitting around. Maybe you're one of the smart people, and you brought a little box and you're sitting on that. Or maybe you just found a little bit of a log, or you're on the grass, or you brought a blanket, and you're sitting there with God. Can you imagine that? And then what does he say? You know, maybe you came there and you were a little bit sad because your children didn't have enough to eat the previous night. Maybe things are very difficult. You don't have money. You're poor. Maybe you're mourning the loss of somebody that you love. Maybe you're downtrodden. I think those were mostly the people who came up to that sermon on that mount. And you know, and Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Just imagine at that moment what it felt like, at that difficult moment in your life, where the Son of God reaches out and touches you with his voice. Is that happening to you in your life? Because that is the gift that God has given us. You know, you think about it, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, a few weeks ago, there was some motivational thing on the radio, and the motivational talker was saying, you know, the best way to keep score in life is money. The best way to keep score in life is money. So if you are successful in life, you're going to see it on the bottom line. And sometimes we even hear church messages that sort of go along that line, that if we are blessed, we will see it in the bottom line in our bank accounts and our health. And I'm not saying that that's not a possibility, but you know, that's not the game that God is keeping score on. God doesn't keep score on us in our bank accounts or in our homes, what kind of car we have in the garage. You know, when you think about it, ours is the kingdom of heaven. Our reward is not even here. Our reward is promised to us in heaven. And those who mourn, obviously the blessing isn't that you lost a loved one. The blessing is in the comfort that you will be given. The comfort that we can share with one another as Christians. So if you want to be thanksgiving, if you have been blessed, then bless other people as well. Give thanks, share of them, be the comforter, be the one who inspires. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed those who hunger and thirst. You know, when I was reading this to my wife Yoli this morning, she stopped me and said, "There's no hunger there." And she was pointing to my stomach. You know, hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Have you ever felt that your life has not been fulfilling? Have you ever felt that you're not fulfilled? Maybe it's because you seek the wrong thing. We are blessed if we seek righteousness, because then we will be filled. Imagine that we can experience fulfillment in life, our life purpose, if we seek the righteousness of God. Blessed are the merciful, for there will be shown mercy. You know, forgive and you will be forgiven. So if today or this week when you're out at Thanksgiving and you're meeting some, you know, family and friends, is there something that you need to say? Do you need to forgive so that you will be blessed with forgiveness? You know, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Our blessings are not always just here. Our blessings are in our relationship with Jesus, relationship with Christ. So if you're in a difficult spot, if you're mourning, if you're having some difficulty, look to your connection with God. Have a seating with him. Take a drive and invite him to the seat next to you. And be thankful for what he has given us. Because when you think about it, God has given us as Christians, as believers, everything that is already precious in this world. He has given it all to us. Because indeed, there's very little that is truly precious here. What we're doing is we're looking to eternal life. So, you know, I think about this sometimes. You know, God has given me eternal life. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. But am I leading my life with that gift? Maybe if I really, really believed that. And I was truly thankful. I would lead my life a little bit differently. I would be a little bit bolder in sharing my faith. I wouldn't worry about what people thought if I was a little bit more aggressive telling people what I believed in, because I knew that my reward will be eternal. So I encourage you on this Thanksgiving time to look into your life and see what the eternal blessings are and how you can be thankful, and in turn, by being thankful, you can give thanks. And how do we give thanks? We're the ones who forgive. We're the ones who give comfort. We're the ones who are righteous. And we share this from the abundance of the gifts that God has given us. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you and just ask that you let us see the blessings that you have already given us, that you have already bestowed on us in our relationship with you the most wonderful, the most amazing things that could possibly be given, that we are given eternal life, that we're given the ability to console others, to comfort others, to help others, and that while we are here, although we may be anxious to be with you in heaven, we know that we have something not done yet, that we can share your love to all people and give them the keys that you have given us, the keys to everlasting life. Pray all of this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.